Division of Gaming Enforcement hits Foxbet with betting breach fine. Foxbet has been ordered to pay an $80,000 fine by the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, DGE, after it was found to have accepted bets on college basketball games taking place in the Garden State. Foxbet is a joint sports betting venture between Flutter Entertainment and Fox Corporation. The DGE has filed a number of complaints against the company for breaking the ban on accepting bets on college teams based in New Jersey. Complaints date back to August 2021. The first complaint was filed back in August 2021 when Foxbet was found to have allowed betting on the NCAA basketball game between Rutgers University and Northwestern University, which took place on February 13, 2021. A second complaint was then filed on September 20, 2022, after the bookmaker was found to be accepting bets on the NCAA basketball game between Monmouth University and Lehigh University, which took place on November 16, 2021. Related: NCAA chief discloses 175 sports betting offenses recorded. Foxbet also admitted to the DGE on January 6, 2022, that it had allowed betting on the NCAA basketball game between Fairleigh Dickinson University and St. Francis University, which took place on December 31, 2021. Finally, on January 10, 2022, Foxbet informed the DGE that it had accepted bets on the NCAA basketball game between Seton Hall University and the University of Connecticut, which took place on January 8, 2022. Bookmaker found to have broken New Jersey laws. David Rebick, the DGE executive director, ruled that Foxbet had breached the New Jersey Casino Control Act and ordered it to pay a fine of $80,000. Interestingly, in November 2021, New Jersey voters had the chance to vote on the law that bans betting on and state college teams. However, 57% of voters supported keeping the law in place. The fine came just after Flutter Entertainment and Fox Corporation announced that they were closing Foxbet, and the bookmaker is set to cease operations at the end of this month.